listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey to entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes. No living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. Now, get ready for the Online Empire Academy podcast.
What's up, Online Empire Academy? I'm so excited to be here. I'm Joshua Woodward, and we have the incredible honor to have Chris Green on today. Chris, what's up?
What's up, man? Dude, I am psyched. I'm ready to go. It's Labor Day. We're supposed to be taking a break. Supposed to be like doing other stuff, but no, we are getting it done because we want to bring you guys some sick content because Labor Day, guys, check the calendar, fourth quarter. It's almost here, right? We're in the third, not the fourth quarter yet. Fourth quarter is pretty much here.
Yeah.
So we got to bring the info so that you guys can make some money.
Absolutely. And we're super stoked. I've been a fan of Chris Green, and I'm sure most of you have for a long time, just with the arbitrage books. And this is a resource that I use on the daily. Like if there's something I'm struggling with Amazon, I'll hop in and he's got the arbitrage authoritative guide. And this is on Amazon, correct?
Amazon exclusive.
There you go. I love it. So it's, you know, I think it's like $8, but that's something I use every day and something I really appreciate. But what we kind of wanted to dig in today is just some of the big topics that are happening around not just arbitrage, but around Amazon and what's happening. So the first thing I wanted to ask was, what are some of your secrets that you've really found help you get into this business and help you succeed in the business?
Oh, secrets, right? Everybody wants secrets. and I tell you, I realized this the other day, and I hadn't really thought of it, but I was talking to sellers. I put my phone number out there. I scheduled calls. I help people for free. And I'm trying to get away from paid coaching, but people, they just want to pay to be coached. I get it. So, but I can't imagine anyone else has talked to more sellers in the past 6-7 years than I have. And it's kind of given me a little like insight to the mind of the sellers out there. And there's a lot of sellers who think there's secrets. Just tell me what the secrets are. And the conversation that really led to this, like this light bulb moment, was it was after a few people had posted in the Scam Power Facebook group, and they posted in all these Facebook groups, just trying to help people out. And they were trying to give wholesale advice, right? And they're saying, hey, if you're interested in getting into wholesale, here's a quick tip. Go to Amazon, go to the best sellers, look at what's selling, find the manufacturer, which is listed on the product detail page, find their website, scroll to the bottom where it says contact us or become a distributor or become a wholesaler and contact them and see if you can make money with that product. And it's pretty basic, right? Like it makes a lot of sense, but if it's a bestseller, is there going to be enough margin in it? You know, it's all numbers. But people repeatedly told me on the phone, it's like, yeah, I read that. That was cool and all. But what are the real secrets? Huh. I'm like, what do you mean? What are the real secrets? Like, you couldn't just do that a few years ago, right? Like, we live in the age of iPhones and internet and Google, where anything you want to know, you can find in 2 seconds, right? Who sells this printer? Oh, I don't know. It's Brother. Let's see if Brother has a website. Brother Printer. So here it is. Become a wholesaler. Like, we take it for granted because it's so easy that we think that it must be harder. There must be something else. And I've seen people spend their whole lives. Why do you think there's infomercials trying to sell people ways to make money off real estate? It's because they think there's some secret. If I can just hang out with this guy, then he'll tell me the secrets. And there are secrets, but they're not unknown. Yeah. They're very common, right? And the number one secret, and you get this from Zig Ziglar, from Arnold, from Gary Vee, from any motivational speaker, any business person, they're going to tell you is hard work. Hard work. People think, oh, I got to have a shortcut, right? Like I see all these people selling their .coms for billions of dollars and they didn't do anything. No, they worked their butts off.
Yeah.
Right? They outworked you is what happened. Right?
I like that. Yeah.
But dude, I get it. I've been in the pool 3 times today. Right? Because it's hot and I like mowed down all these trees. I've been in the pool 3 times. There's someone who was not in the pool 3 times a day who was outworking me today. Right? We all have the ability to outwork, out hustle, I mean, that's the differentiation. Like, there's nothing really proprietary out there right now, right? We're selling on Amazon. We're all selling the same widgets. We're scanning the same barcodes. What are you going to do to differentiate? You got to outwork the competition. You got to hustle. You got to put into a. There's no shortcuts, and I get frustrated because I do see people thinking there are shortcuts, and even when you tell them there are no shortcuts, they're like, "Come on, man! Really? What is shortcut?" And that's when I sometimes stop the conversation. That's the second secret, is to hang out with people who support you, people who want to see you succeed, people who they may give you criticism, help you refine an idea, but they're not going to put you down and say that idea is stupid, right? Like, people are allowed to have their opinions and say, you know what, I don't like that idea because that's different than saying that idea is stupid,
yeah,
right? You may think it's stupid, but even just the way you talk about it means something. It matters. And the dumb thing is, people forget we're stuck with family, right? Like, we put up with a bunch of that's why we put up with so much, right? That's like uncle whoever, or my brother, whatever. Like, you're stuck with them, so you put up with a lot more. Your neighbors, yeah, you're kind of stuck with them, but you can avoid them if you want to. On Facebook and with the internet, we hang out with whoever we choose, right? We can choose who we hang out with, who's in our groups, who's in our group chats, and who we're messaging. And if you're hanging out in socially with people who aren't supporting you, I ask you why, right? Like, really, it's you got one life to live and you're going to spend it that way? When you have free choice to find anybody who's into what you're into and find people that are going to build you up instead of tear you down. It's those are the real secrets. You know, work hard. Well, I got one more secret. Maybe we'll save that one for later. But work hard and hang out with people who want to help you. And at the same time, be willing to cut out people who aren't helping you get to where you want to go.
Yeah, it's a really good point. So, I think it's a good point just in thinking about, like, everybody wants a shortcut. Like, dude, there's so many times when I'm sitting there and I'm studying a program or going through, you know, a handbook, and I'm like, dude, I don't want to do this step. Like, you know, step 6 is the most tedious. I have to do all the HTML, or, you know, I have to upload all the pictures, and I'm like, I don't want to do step 6. Like, I'm sorry, I don't want to do it. And it's like, sure. Well, there's got to be a program out there to, like, help me list, you know, stuff on eBay quicker. It's like, no, like, sometimes it's just hard work. And you know, one of the things we've been talking to the Empire about is build a team around you. Just like you're saying, like, hang out with people who agree, like who are willing to challenge you, but at the same time, who are willing to support you and strengthen you. And right. Like, that's something I'm pressing so hard. And please, Empire, hear this, that, like, it's about surrounding yourself with people who make you better. And it's not necessarily people that agree with you. Like, they don't have to agree with you in order to be a better person.
That's not what we're saying. If you just hang out with people who agree with you, it's only going to reinforce your personal worldview, right? Which there may be nothing wrong with, right? But if you're going to, like, grow and learn something, it's important to hear the other side of things,
yeah.
Right? Now, I don't think we're going to get into politics today, but Facebook will do that to you. If you only like one side of political stuff, Facebook's going to just keep showing you that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not going to show you something else. You're like, you know what? Maybe we could be better at that. You're never even going to see it, right? So hang out with people who are going to build you up. They don't have to agree with you, but it's a mentality thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you come up with an idea and you share it with your group, their response is going to be very telling. Are they going to say, hey, that's a great idea, but it's already been done? Or, you know what? That's awesome. I really don't see how you're going to make money with it, though. And this is why I say that. Or, you know what? They may not like it.
Yeah.
Right. And they're entitled to their opinion.
Yeah.
But it's a very clear show of character. How they treat people. I think it says, like, how you treat people who can do nothing for you is a true sign of character.
Yeah.
Right. And just give someone feedback on their idea. That's very easy to do. But be objective about it. And don't be mean spirited about it. Or you're going to find that people are going to start watching videos like this and saying, you know what? I'm not hanging out with these people who just keep putting me down. You're going to find yourself all alone. And it'll kind of be a good thing. But
that's awesome. That's really good. Yeah. Okay. My next question for you.
Fourth quarter.
Exactly. This is what I'm freaking out a little bit, because I'm like, dude, I want to do the best that I can. Like, I see huge profit potentials. I have one question for you. Online or retail arbitrage? Which one are you leaning towards this fourth quarter?
The answer is going to be different depending on where people live, right? Because people have to understand the game that they're playing. If you live out in the middle of nowhere and you have access to one Walmart and that's it, like, sorry, like, you're not going to be able to crush it at retail. but online is always going to be an option there. Now, you know, we're talking about arbitrage. So if someone's super new, arbitrage is simply, it's a business term, right? Financial, of like taking markets to equilibrium. But we're doing it with physical products, right? And it's primarily the Amazon marketplace where things are being sold either over retail or they're just selling at regular retail prices. It depends if you're sourcing under retail or you're sourcing at cost and expecting an out of stock and supply and demand to be out of whack and sell for an over retail price. That's all we're doing. We're buying from the stores, online stores. So when you're online arbitrage, we're talking buying on the internet, Kmart.com, Target.com, any.com. Shipping it to yourself, where you either repackage it and send it to Amazon or use a prep and ship company. If I was getting into this right now, I would heavily, heavily be looking at prep and ship companies. I believe the sellers that use them will ultimately win. The old bottleneck was fulfillment, right? FBA took that bottleneck away where we just have to source and prep and send it in. The new bottleneck is prep, right? You can only prep so many items a day before you run out of time in the day. So if you don't want to hire people and have a warehouse to prep because you have so much product, send it to a warehouse where they're already doing it. Some of them are in tax-free states. It's actually cheaper to use them than to do it yourself. You save the tax, and yeah, you got to pay their fees, but you're paying less total.
That's really good advice.
It's a double down though, right? You're paying less, which is great. You're also doing less work. It's not like you're doing the same amount of work for less. Less work and lower price. So please, everybody, look at prep and ship companies. There's a lot of them out there. Arbitrage. Oh, which one? You got to do online for that, right? So Anybody, anywhere can do the online. It is going to get competitive. Yeah. There's a lot more programs out there that will automatically be checking prices, automatically placing orders. And you can either write your own or you can use some of them. Many of them are subscription-based right now. I think you guys probably have like a resource section for some of these.
Yeah.
There's a bunch out there. I can give you some links if you want to put them in the description or wherever you guys do it. It's going to get easier, but typically online is going to have lower margins because you're doing less work, right? So there's more competition that able to bring some more supply to the market to bring prices down. So understand, the margins you're happy with because most people are lazy and they won't go to the stores. If I lived in a major metro area, which most people listening here do, probably 85% of the people here have access to multiple Walmarts, multiple Targets, even if you have to drive 2 or 3 hours. Guys, drive 3 hours, get a hotel room, right? Like, don't be above, like, oh, I can't spend $60 at Motel 6, right? Dude, that's just the cost of doing business. You're out there buying lunch anyway. Spend the night, get an RV, find a friend. All right. So do overnight sourcing trips, right? Totally. It's no big deal. Get a trailer. A trailer is probably the most cost-effective thing that you can do. Hmm. And if I had to buy a trailer, I would tell people to get a 6x12 because that is the biggest enclosed single axle trailer you can buy. Go bigger, you're in a double axle, you're limiting what types of vehicles can tow it. Huh. I mean, a Ford Ranger can tow a single axle, right? Pretty much anything can tow the 6x12 single axle. And if you're filling up with toys, you're not going to like break the weight limit or anything. And you could buy a brand new one for $2,500, use it for 7 years, and sell it on Craigslist for $1,900.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's going to cost you less than $100 a year to own this trailer. Right? So please, if you're doing retail, get a trailer. It's very cost effective.
And get a closed trailer too.
No open trailer.
I found out the hard way. So
you bought an open trailer?
Well, we own a bike company too. So it made more sense in the long run for us, but I couldn't use it for arbitrage. But I love what you were saying about, because I live in a small town. And we'll make every now and again, we'll make trips down to Sacramento. And I'm lucky because I have family down there. And down there, I'm sorry, I should explain. I'm in Redding, California, which is like 2 hours from the Oregon border, about 2.5 to 3 hours from San Francisco and Sacramento. So we'll go down to Sacramento and just hit it hard. Especially with Black Friday coming up, with some of those big things, make sure that you are actually planning trips and building a team around yourself so that like you're projecting into fourth quarter in huge measures. Like last year we had 12 teams between 10 and 12 teams out all over the state of California, and we were zoned. So we had areas that we were taking care of, and like, I mean, there was, I forget how many people were on our teams. Like I had a team of 12 people just in Sacramento and we slayed it. We had a, we ended up renting, huge vans from, U-Haul and packed them out. I mean, all of our teams are doing it. So the investment that you, I mean, of course it's an investment up front. You're having to pay the people to work, you're having to do this, but the back end of it is ridiculous. So coming into Black Friday, don't like what Chris is saying is so much gold. Like there's so much gold in that because it really is so important to have that upfront investment in order to make the kind of money you want to make. Chris, the question I have for you is, I know there's some specific items that and some specific areas that you are going to hit hard. Can you give us at least one of those that, like, if there's a brand or something that you want to hit?
To be honest, I mean, people make those like hot toy lists, and you know, Target has their own, Toys R Us has their own. I mean, Yahoo will make their own, and a lot of them are pretty spot on because they know the demand, right? They're not just some dude in the back room saying, you know, go Google, you know. And some have been planted. I mean, it's manufacturers and brands who are pushing their, hey, this dinosaur thing, you know, it's going to be super hot. You know, they're lobbying to get on these toy lists because people want to buy what people think is hot and demand, right? So they're like, oh, it's on this toy list. No, it must be hot, and buy it up. I don't have like my pulse on like a specific brand or item. You know, the Star Wars stuff is going to be really crazy. We'll talk a little bit more about the Star Wars here in a minute. But people have to understand, I mean, if I'm looking at Star Wars as a brand, and I would say this probably for any line of toys, and fourth quarter of toys is just easy. But guys, remember, everything sells in the fourth quarter. Everything gets this bump. So, I mean, you can sell home goods and toasters and all this stuff. But, I mean, this is going to be a long call, man. We got to talk about a lot of stuff. you know, I would be looking at higher priced items, right? Huh. The ASP. We told you earlier, I've talked to more sellers, and the number of sellers who can't spend more than $20 on an item because they feel it's too risky, or no, I can never spend that. If they're not spending 20, they're not spending 30 or 40 or 50, right? And if you spend 50 and make $40, right, that's pretty good. Or you make $4 on each item because you're buying low price point stuff, and you have to sell 10 of them.
Yeah,
that's a good $40. So I sell one, you sell 10. You do 10 times as much work, put 10 times as many labels on there. Yeah, you had a lower risk, but I mean, I did my homework. I scanned my barcode. I know the sales rank and the payout. I don't expect that $50 item to tank, right? Like I hedge my bets. And, you know, I'm making smart decisions. We have so much data that people still overthink it, right? We were doing this before Scampower and Keepa and Camel and Sales Rank. Like, we just had to be like, oh, here's the eBay completed. I don't know. Let's buy like 40. Like, totally. That's all we had. And now we have so much. We're like, oh, how many times did Amazon go out of stock in the past 48 hours? And what was the last price? So we have all that. It's sick how much data we have. It really is making this a very low risk type of game. So if I'm looking at Star Wars stuff, I'm looking at higher price stuff. I'm looking at the $100 lightsabers. I'm looking at the higher end stuff instead of, you know, making $2 on every figure that comes through.
That's a good point.
But guys, don't run out and buy Star Wars Episode 7 stuff just yet. There are some restrictions on it. Dude, I wonder if we can find the detailed restrictions. You want to give an overview of the restrictions so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even sure what the restrictions. I know that Lucasfilms is and well, Disney as a whole is a one that you definitely have to be approved for. So, I mean, if you can find the detailed list, I have not looked it over thoroughly yet. I've just been so excited about the new Star Wars. So.
I've got it right here. I was happy to find this super quick. Someone posted this in our group. What you need to do is email their approvals team at pq-preapprovals@amazon.com. PQ. I don't know what that stands for. Something. pq-preapprovals@amazon.com. With the following documents: a manufacturer letter of authorization, invoices from at least 5 of these products. The provided letter of invoice is not accepted. So I guess actual invoices that you've spent. Invoices or purchase orders must be dated within the last 180 days and show items delivered or purchased within the last 180 days. Once you write to them, they will review your documents and get back to you. And there was one other thing to add to that. You had to have 500 units in the toy category and $50,000 in sales in the toy category since February of this year if you want to get approved. Kind of strict requirements. A new seller coming in, they're not going to have 500 units and 50 grand.
Totally.
But that's not to say, because we're talking arbitrage, right? Yeah. This isn't Amazon arbitrage, right? Like I've said this so many times, everybody, I don't care what you buy. I don't care what you sell. I don't care where you get it. I don't care where you sell it. I don't care. I'm kind of known as an Amazon FBA guy because I love FBA. I'm a 10-year plus member, right? The month Prime came out, I was signed up for Amazon Prime. They just had their 10th anniversary. I like actually looked. I was like, wow, I would like signed up the first month. Very early adopter of FBA. I just got it, right? I was on the early side of FBA. I was just lucky, right? Like I'm not smarter than everybody else. Everybody else has figured it out now. I just figured it out earlier.
Yeah.
But if you have to sell it on eBay, which may be a great place to sell this Star Wars stuff that you're not approved on, because this is all basic market stuff, right? That's all this is. Right. So if there's a huge demand for this, right? This is the cheap one, right? This isn't the expensive one. But if Amazon sold out and there's only like 5 third party sellers who got approved and they're all sold out, the demand is still there.
Yeah.
Right. Just because they can't buy it on Amazon doesn't mean that customer who's like, shoot, Amazon doesn't have it. What do you think? They're just going to like, that's it. Sorry, kid. Not getting it. Amazon doesn't have it. No, they're going to go to eBay. They're going to go to Google.
Totally.
If I was eBay, I would be getting – I mean, I don't think they're smart enough for this. They should be courting the Star Wars arbitrage sellers right now. Absolutely. To be like, hey, we don't require approval. You want to sell them lightsabers over here? Come on. We got a great program for you. Let me show the new iPad app. It's super sweet. It really is. Check out the new eBay iPad app.
That's good.
So list it on eBay, right? Like, don't be afraid to do it. Fulfillment sucks. Once you go FBA and now you get, like, orders you got to ship out, you're like, oh, man, stupid orders.
Totally. Oh, my gosh.
But hire someone, right? You've got people. You got runners that you're paying to go out there.
Yeah.
You know, the rule of thumb I give people, we'll give a quick tip on hiring somebody, is I say pay at least $12 to $15 an hour. Pay right away. Right? Don't be like, oh, I'll pay you next week. No, pay. When you owe somebody money, pay them. $12, $15 an hour can get you someone pretty solid, pretty trustworthy, ready to work and motivated enough. Hey, if I like work, I'm getting extra, you know, $10 and $5 in my pocket. And it comes back to the seller, to the person. You have two responsibilities. You have to train them and you have to keep them busy. And that's where people fail. I've seen it over and over again. They don't train. They just figure, oh, you'll figure it out. Oh, just do these labels. Oh, screw it. I'll just do it myself. No, train them. They don't know why you have to cover up every detail, every little speck of that barcode. They don't understand the process. They just put the sticker on the front, right? Because you didn't tell them. Your responsibility to train, and then your responsibility to keep them busy. If you don't have enough product in the send, and they're like standing there, your fault, right? Not their fault, your fault. And then scale it up and be willing to let go. And I saw this with people who went to FBA. They're like, oh, I can't let anyone else fulfill my products. You know, I'm really good at boxing. Yeah, well, Amazon's good at boxing too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can put stuff in boxes better than any of them. And if they break it, guess what? They're going to pay for it anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Like, please break my boxes or break my products. You're going to pay me.
Totally.
So be okay. If that $15 an hour guy you hired, be okay with him being 95% as good as you are. Is he going to screw up? Yeah. But guess what? We screw up too. I've screwed up shipments. We've all done it.
Yeah.
So don't be like so high and mighty that you can't let this other guy screw it up. If he screws up a shipment, Amazon will fix it. That's right. Good. You can call it back. You can relay. It's not a big deal. This is just business. So hire people for runners. Hire people that are trustworthy. Just give them your credit card. Right. What are they going to do? Right. Oh, here's the statement. Oh, so-and-so is stealing money from me. Hey. Yeah, credit card company, return my money. Johnny, you're fired. Like, people don't do that. This is another seller community pet peeve of mine where there is so much paranoia out there. They think everybody is just waiting to stab them in the back. They're thinking every cashier at Target is just waiting to open up an FBA business and quit their job so they can't tell them why they need a resale certificate, because then they're going to turn into an FBA seller. They're not.
Yeah.
They really aren't. You attract so much more with like honey instead of vinegar or whatever that thing is. Dude, here's a crazy example for you. I got this at a garage sale yesterday, right? Harry Potter, U.S. first edition with the reservation cards from 2005, wow. right? Like the 13,000, and the factory sealed book on a CD. This sells for $45 on Amazon. Got it for free because we just chatted for like 5 minutes, and she was like, "Oh, you can just have it." Right. And now if I had like scanned it and like, you know, like hitting it, like, oh, I'm going to scan over here and like, oh, hey, you know, this. Just be nice to people. It's a garage sale. They want to get rid of their stuff. Right. Yeah. They're not looking to like. It's just crazy town. Be really nice good. To people. Be willing to get burned. Right. And not to scare people. You'll get burned.
Totally.
Right. I've been burned. Right. But I've said this to like some of my closest friends. I said, dude, give enough time and I'll let you down. Right. Yeah. I will disappoint you. Personally, I will disappoint you because given enough time, I'm going to do something you don't like.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something you don't approve of. I'm going to say something you don't agree with. And that's okay. Right. But like, yeah. don't be like, oh, you said, you know, now we're never friends ever again. Like, no, we're like, we're not going to agree on everything ever. But know that you can trust me.
Yeah.
If you can trust somebody, that's the number one thing. Absolutely number one. So if you're hiring somebody, find someone you can trust because you can always train them.
It's a good point.
You can always teach them. But if you can't trust them, this goes back to the mastermind thing. If you wouldn't trust anybody in your mastermind or close group with your email password, with your cell phone, if you wouldn't trust them, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, what's the point in hanging out with people you don't trust?
That's a really good point. It's interesting. Just even what you're talking about of like, you know, people who are willing to arbitrage items, you know, it keeps running through my head of items that are higher than the $20 price range. You know, yesterday Target has opened up their Star Wars like selections. I think it's been a week right now. And, you know, they sold out of the Stormtrooper helmet within, I think they said 3 days. And they said they had 10. So that's 10 people in my tiny city who wanted the Star Wars or the Stormtrooper, the brand new Stormtrooper helmet. I mean, it's a full helmet. It's $30. I promise you can sell that for more on eBay. Like they're going to go out and Lucas and Disney are genius because they make limited quantities. And specifically for this helmet, it is only at Target. So you guys, there's items out there. You may be only making $20 on the back end of it, but you know, you're going to make that $20 plus the investment back. And it's like, do it. Like just like do
a $20 bill sitting on the shelf.
Exactly.
Right. You grab your FBA should be seen as like a machine to generate money.
Yeah.
Right now, depending how much money you put in, how much money is going to come out is, you know, the margins are going to, you know, influence that greatly. If you're only looking for 100% margin, you're only going to find so many products.
Totally.
Right. But if you can like take a product off the shelf, put a sticker on it, and get your money back plus $20, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. And here's the proof, but like this should get people motivated. Go on Amazon, find popular items under $20 and look at the number of sellers. You can find those in apps. You can find it on the Amazon website. How many sellers are selling the $20 and below items, and then find popular $100 items or $80 to $100 items and see how many sellers are selling those and tell us if we're right or not, right? But also look at the top sellers. I did this for somebody. They didn't believe me. Top 100 items. I was like, let's see how many of the top 100 items in toys on Amazon have more than 100 sellers. And I think it was like 12 or 14 or something. Only, and that's just 100, right? I think maybe two had 200, very, very popular items. But 100 different sellers, I mean, you can put 100 sellers in a room and you got to say, all of us are going to supply the entire demand of this product on Amazon.
Yeah,
I think there's kind of room for all of us here, right? I think we could have someone else come in over here because people forget there's 4,500 Walmarts, right? To 90 sellers, right? Like we're such an itty bitty little bit that we have this entire huge market to sell to, and we get worried like, oh, it's too many sellers.
That's a good point.
Walmart didn't care. There are already 499 other Walmarts, and they built another Walmart, right?
Yeah.
So it's you can get in this game and make money. And it, again, it goes back to what talking to sellers. People are like, oh, aren't too many people doing this to make money anymore? And I'm like, that's a loser mentality. Totally. And I try not to be mean to people, but like, if you, it's, I forget who said this, but if you believe you can or you believe you can't, either way, you're right. And that's actually one of the other secrets is belief. And I have a hard time phrasing that without making it sound kind of hokey, right? Like, you got to believe. Totally. But like, you do have to believe. If you don't believe that this business works, if you don't believe there's massive demand for products on Amazon, then you're going to psych yourself out of the game right from the beginning.
Yeah.
And all we can do is try to help you, motivate you, show you examples, encourage you along the way. Anything we can do to help people succeed, we are happy to do. That's kind of like our job.
Yeah.
But if you don't believe it, if you don't believe this is a real business model, if you don't believe there are people out there with $159,000 payouts for the last summer month, right? Not fourth quarter. If you don't believe that that's real, then this business isn't for you. Yeah. And that's okay. We're not trying to be mean, but you need to find a business that you can get behind and believe in, because if your attitude, your mentality is going to have so much to do with your success.
Absolutely.
And don't get me wrong, right? This business isn't for everybody.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're listening now and you're like, hey, you know, I don't think this is for me, that's okay. Find something else. Right. You guys have like a whole stable of ways to make money online. Right. Amazon's just one way. So find the best way that suits you, whoever's listening.
Yeah.
There are ways to make money. So if this way helps and we can give you, you know, good advice, then we're all for it. But you do have to believe it. I got to find a better way without sounding hokey about it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's perfect. I mean, sometimes hokey is the best way to explain it. One of my concerns, and I know it's the concerns of a lot of people out there right now. Is, you okay there?
Yeah, I dropped a shelf bracket.
One of the concerns about in our community, it's just been people talking about it, is Amazon has shut down accounts. And there's been problems and issues and, you know, people getting scared. And we are coming into the fourth quarter. And it is intimidating to think about that happening. It's like, yep. I can't take everything, and not everything's going to sell on eBay, and not everything's going to sell on Etsy or, you know, any of those other selling platforms. It's like, how have you personally and your, you know, just your groups and stuff, how have you guys overcome that whole subject of Amazon shutting down accounts, just the fear?
Well, there's actually been services popping up, right? There's two kind of services that I know, the people who run them, and I recommend them. I'm sure you know who they are. But they've popped up because there's a demand for it, right? There's a demand for people to help with suspensions. Unfortunately, it's almost like we wish that we didn't need that to be there. You know, they kind of propped up to, you know, be more personal. We used to do this on the Facebook groups and on other forums. When someone would get suspended, we would find out why, and people would ask questions. And there was usually something else to the story, right? People would be like, Amazon shut me down for no reason. So we're like, okay, let's ask some questions. And then we find out that there were tons of reasons. The guy hadn't logged into Seller Central to see his, you know, performance notifications for 3 weeks. And, you know, there's usually always another reason. That being said, I am very aware that there are a lot of good sellers that I know personally who done nothing wrong and are getting suspended. So it is an issue. You know, I work pretty close with a lot of guys at Amazon. I'd love to be able to just, you know, wash it under the rug and be like, no, they're all, if you're getting suspended, you deserve it. Most do. I will, you know, preface with that. But right now there are a ton of suspensions that are not, unfortunately, I can only say this is my opinion, not warranted. So I'm not sure what's flagging these. There's probably a lot of you know, computerized bots that are going through and flagging things that are getting caught up in the system. And right now I'm pretty sure there's just not enough manpower at Amazon to give the personal attention to each of these cases that they really deserve.
Yeah.
Amazon's big, you know, to a seller that's doing, you know, $180,000 a year, really not on their radar, right? That's a lot of money for most people. That's a lot of money, but the Amazon is, you know, they wouldn't notice if you were gone.
Totally.
Unfortunately. I do have confidence that Amazon is aware of this problem and that they're going to make steps to fix it. Amazon often moves slower than we would like, but when they do move, they fix things. You remember that health and beauty stuff? And when they started making you have receipts and invoices and all that,
totally,
it was anything topical or ingestible, right? Makes sense. Either put it on or in your body. We're gonna have to like have a few regulations here, because seriously, you can just go to the grocery store, buy some Oreos, put them on your oily, greasy, you know, garage floor, throw them in a box with, you know, and then send it to Amazon, and your kids are going to eat those. I'm like, I don't think my kid needs to be eating the stuff that's been up in your garage, you know, with the cat box over here. And like, that's what it was, right? It was Wild Wild West. Now you have to, you know, prove where you get it and have like a few requirements. And people thought that was a reaction, right? That, oh, Amazon finally, you know, they just stepped in and like sweeping measures and made it hard. I'm like, no, actually that's been part of more than a year long project with Amazon, because this is the stuff, you know, I know some inside stuff at Amazon. I can say some things, I can't say everything. But this was a pretty big sting operation that was being done. There was a big counterfeit place. It was actually in Massachusetts, and they were selling on Amazon counterfeit products. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot that went into this, and it wasn't that they went after them and it was a big sting and that's what led to Amazon, but they've been reviewing the category and how to fix it. And sometimes they're slow, right? Slower than we want, but they're slow for a reason. They're gathering data. They're trying to figure out the best way. And we're seeing that with the Star Wars stuff, right? Frozen was crazy last year, not just to make money, but also with fakes. I ordered the fake Elsa from Amazon, right? What? Actually, I didn't. Yeah, I bought one from a seller who got it from Amazon, and they sent me the receipt from Amazon, and I got the fake doll, right, from Amazon. So that the fakes, the counterfeit products got into the supply chain. I could give you a dozen reasons how that could happen. I don't know the reason how it did happen, but it's not hard to get in the supply chain when you really think about it, right?
Yeah.
And Amazon doesn't want that. The feedback, the PR that they got from selling counterfeit Elsas, I mean, they don't want that. They want all the customers happy.
Yeah.
Right? So all that mess, and then frozen restrictions, and you had to apply, and some people sent in the exact same documentation. Some people got approved and some people got denied, right? There was a mess with that system too. From what I've heard, that's better. But you can bet that everything that went down with Frozen led to the requirements for Star Wars.
Totally.
Like how, and it's data, think about it. They're going to look and say, which sellers didn't give us any problems? Dude, the ones who sold 500 units or more, and look, and they all sold like $50,000 in toys. Okay, let's approve those guys. Because who comes in on the counterfeit? People are like, you know, they're in China. I'm not trying to talk bad about China, but when you're in China, the law doesn't really apply, right? Yeah. You can just do whatever you want. And if you get busted, who cares? They haven't sold 500 units. They haven't sold 50,000. So guess what? You're out of the game, right? Now here, this should be like a little snippet. You should like take this out, right? It's just one good piece of advice is people are going to try and get around these restrictions. Unfortunately, they're going to say, and they're not going to know the rules, unfortunately, because nobody checks their email anymore. So they're not going to read the email from Amazon that said, don't do this. And they're going to be like, why can't I list my sword? Well, screw it. I'm just going to make a new ASIN myself. What do you mean I can't make it in the toy category? Well, I'm going to put it in the cell phone category. And they'll actually do that. And then let people do that, right? Whatever, right? You can't control other people. Nobody needs to be the Amazon police. Let them do it. Amazon will figure it out. What no one listening to this should do is then say, oh, there's the listing. I wonder why it's in the cell phone category, and list theirs against it, because you will be just as guilty as the guy who made the listing. And that's, I don't want anybody to get in trouble, right? I can't control you guys. If you guys go out and make bum listings, good luck to you, right? You're going to get yourself in trouble. But it's a very easy mistake when someone comes in and finds that and says, oh, yeah, I got that. And they list against it, and now they're in trouble. So I'm trying to keep you guys out of trouble. Understand these rules. It's a huge reason. You guys got a Facebook group, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you got to hang out in the Facebook groups. Don't spend all day there, right? As the owner of a Facebook group myself, I'm telling you not to hang out in there all day. Once a day, once every couple days, come through, read the threads that are the most popular. If someone says, how do I set up my Dymo, skip right over it, right? Like, you don't need to read that and get the gist. I've had more sellers tell me, dude, I love your Facebook group. I know I don't post a lot, but I feel like I'm up to date on Amazon. They would actually have offered me money. They say, if you charge for it, I would pay to be in your Facebook group, because I feel up to date just by skimming through the posts every few days. And that's what it's about. I mean, that's the real value you're going to get out of these groups. So please join those Facebook groups and follow along and ask questions. So when you get that, why can't I list it? You go ask, hey, Online Empire Academy, why can't I list this? Instead of screwing up your own account to a point where we can't help you. So that was a long, you know, little segue there. But we're talking about suspensions, right? So what to do if you're suspended? There's two ways. You can go to a paid service, right, where they will help you. They will, you know, delve into your account, figure out what you did wrong, help you craft your appeal letter. The gist of an appeal letter needs to be, and some people aren't going to like this, admit you did something wrong, right? Like, even if you didn't, say, hey, understand that there's a performance notification because a customer said that a product was listed used like new when it was actually new and they were upset. And then some type of action plan that you're going to put in place. So you say something like, for every shipment that goes out now, we've got a three-step process where the people running the line are going to, you know, triple check and make sure factory seal. I don't know, right? Like, whatever you want to put for that, and send it in. And if you don't want to use the paid service, get in the Facebook groups and say, hey, guys, got suspended. This is why. Here's my appeal letter. What do you guys think? Keep it short and sweet. Stick to the facts. Amazon does not care about stuff that's not related. Don't be like, I got 12 guys and I can't get them working because Amazon screwed me again. And they don't care about that. The word I call it is Amazonese, right? You have to speak their language.
That's good.
Tell them what they want to hear, right? Because it might just go to some call center and they're like, okay, 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 approve, right? Give them what they want. Speak in a language that they understand, all the way down to, hey, I understand that this offered a poor customer experience. Here at so-and-so shop, we want a perfect five-star customer experience because customers are super important to – well, that's probably too long, but – you get the gist of it, right?
Totally.
Amazon wants happy customers. But yeah, keep it short. Shorter the better. And you don't have to pay. I mean, I'm friends with the guys who have these pay services, right? So I'm not trying to say they don't use them. But there is plenty of free advice in the Facebook groups. Yeah. But it really helps if you're a member, if you participate, because then people know you. They're like, oh, Steve, yeah, man. You answered my question 3 months ago. Of course I will help you.
Yeah.
It's leverage. It's relationship leverage, right? By answering someone's question, which took 7 seconds, all of a sudden they feel obligated to help you when you need some help.
Totally.
Right? That's just human nature and relationships. So, yeah.
That's perfect.
Participate in the groups. And, one more thing on the suspension thing is this is a reason to have a mastermind group, to work with other sellers, to get feedback.
Yeah.
To understand what's going on out there, to find out what works for other people on their suspensions and be like, oh, I really like what you said in that. It made a lot of sense. That's the same thing I'm doing. You know, totally. Is it okay if I use that? Like, of course, like no one's going to say, no, you can't use my sentence, right? So,
don't use my sentence.
No, I copyrighted that appeal letter.
Oh, please don't do that, guys.
I'll tell you this though. I've actually, some people are so scared of Amazon right now that they are limiting the amount of inventory they have at the Amazon warehouse at any one time. Hmm. Makes sense. I know people that are, you know, kind of looking for, you know, actively looking for alternatives.
Yeah.
Just in case. I get it. Hedge your bets, guys. Because if you're if you're doing everything right, then I want you to have confidence that if you do get suspended, you'll get back on.
Totally.
Might be a blip in the road. It's going to be frustrating for a day or even a week because some things take longer than they should. But do have that backup.
Yeah.
You know, be willing to sell on eBay. Be willing to go back to fulfillment, right?
Absolutely.
Like, it sucks, but guys, packing boxes is not hard.
Yeah.
$15 an hour. Hire that kid.
Totally.
Hey, pack these boxes. Show them how to do it. And if you got good products, you know, they're going to sell on other channels. Amazon's only one part of online retail. They're a big part, but they're not the only part. I mean, the Star Wars thing, man, we should write a guide selling Star Wars on eBay.
Totally.
Dude, that's a free idea right there.
Dude,
the demand is there, right?
Yeah.
If it doesn't get, you know, satiated, is that a word?
I like
it. On Amazon, it will go to eBay.
Yeah.
So be there, be ready.
Don't be concerned, like, just for the Empire, like, don't be concerned about, you know, you're like, oh man, that's so much to pay somebody. My bottom line gets, it's like, I have benefited so much from not having to do it on my own. I mean, a few weeks ago, me and Dean talked about outsourcing. Learn to outsource. Learn about the teams. I mean, we just released a handbook. It's handbook number 3 of our it will be 4 handbooks. So look out for the next one. But it's all about how to build a team. And I know, Chris, you have an incredible group of people that's, you know, all over the place with, you know, all your different groups and everything you're doing. And it's, I think everything you've talked about, $12 an hour when, you know, you could get paid $8 an hour somewhere else, $12 is going to be a good job. And you're going to stay more loyal to a $12 hour paying job than the $8 an hour. So, you guys, we're out of time, but I wanted to thank you, Chris, for being on. Thank you for the exclusive information. I mean, everything you're talking about, I really appreciate it. And I've written so many notes from this. So thank you for being on. Thank you for sharing the information. And we would love to have you on again.
Oh, let's do it again, man. Anytime.
Absolutely. Until next time, Empire, go check us out on Facebook. Go check out all of Chris's groups. Chris, share with us your groups real quick, just so we know what to go on.
You just look for Scam Power basically online, and we're everywhere. It's our page, it's our group, facebook.com/groups/scampower. That's probably the group I hang out in the most, and I post the most in there. But there are a ton, an absolute ton of groups. And if my group isn't the one where you fit in and gel the most, it's all good. There are so many groups out there. Find the one that you identify with the best and participate so that you can meet other people. And we promised everybody one more secret, one more actual secret.
That's right.
Right? So if you were keeping track, this is secret number 4. Try new things. That's it. Try new things without fear of failure. Try FBA. Try Amazon. Try multi-channel fulfillment. Go back to trying eBay.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, try new things. And if it doesn't work, who cares? It took you like an hour to try. It didn't cost you any money. Right? But if you don't try new things, you're going to be doing the exact same thing the next day, the next month, the next year. Good advice to end on.
I love it. Well, I am going to be trying Star Wars, so I love it. Thank you for the advice. Until next time, Empire, have an amazing day. Look forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast, help us make more by rating us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We'll see you next time.